How's it going, everybody? I know it's been a while, but I'll try to stay consistent. Today, we're going to talk about co-parenting. Well, this really isn't about co-parenting. It's about the problems that come from trying to co-parent. You see, I myself had a child when I was in high school. 15 years ago. Between then and now, I've been trying to be one of those people who do what the mother asks so that he can be a part of his son's life. Now, I know this is not common. You usually hear that most guys just be like, fuck it, and whatever, bitch. I mean, I love my son too much. I try to jump through every hoop. Well, I did jump through every hoop and still didn't do anything. She still kept my son away from me. And it ended tragically. August 9th, my son was shot and killed by some gang members. He was 14 years old. The part that eats me up the most is that his mom knew everything that was going on. She didn't try to stop it. She assisted him in doing it. She knew he was heading down the wrong path, hanging out with gang members. She encouraged it. Wanted to sell drugs. She let him sell drugs at her house. He was going around toting his guns and shooting up shit and all the shit he shouldn't have been doing. But you know, I'm not mad at him. If he was still here today, I wouldn't be mad at him. Because, you know, kids are gonna try shit. But I'm gonna be mad at his mom for not stopping it. Not even attempting to stop it, and not even, once it become too much for her to handle, not even reaching out and attempting to get help with the situation. She's just as guilty as the person that pulled the trigger. And to make matters worse, she doesn't care. Since he passed away last Friday, it's been about money. How much money can everybody give her? Now, mind you, not once in these few little times that I've seen her since his death have I brought up money being an issue. Paying for his memorial services. Money is definitely not an issue. I will cover everything. But she's running around trying to make all these excuses. We're trying to find all these different places. She doesn't like none of these places because they cost too much money. And now she's saying she doesn't want to go the cheap route. He needs the best and this and that and the other. And which is fine. But my son has been, well, first of all, he sat at the city morgue for about 6 days before a mortuary was decided on to go pick him up, and now he's been at the mortuary for almost 3 days now, just sitting there, because she is waiting on people to put money in her hand so she can make the decisions. Which is crazy. I'm willing to cover 100% of the cost. This is my son. But at the same time, I'm not just going to give you $20,000 for you to go do what you want. It's not going to happen. So now she's decided she's not going to talk to anybody anymore, which is fine. Because as fucked up as it may sound, I do not have to go through a funeral service, a burial, and all this extra stuff for me to mourn, for me to move on. That's not a requirement for me. I've lost too many people that were close to me and was not able to attend their services, being locked up in prison, man. My grandpa, my uncle, two of my uncles, my dad, you know, not my actual dad because he died in 2005, but the uncle who raised me, and I wasn't able to attend their services. And I try to tell people, like, they're like, bro, you got to do something. I don't have to do anything, because at this point, it's not about Aiden. Aiden passed. It's not about me. It's not about his mom. It's for everybody else. It's for the community. So for her to try and make it about her, about how much money she can get from this, is just ludicrous. And there was, I told her, it doesn't matter how much it costs. Make a decision. Trying to be cordial and not just make all the decisions by myself, being that I'm the one paying. But I've decided that I'm not gonna pay, and that I probably won't even attend. But for some reason, she has it in her mind that people are obligated to give her money. She believes I have an obligation to her. I've never had an obligation to her. Me and this woman were never in a relationship. We never even dated. This was like a one-night stand turned pregnancy. I didn't even have her phone number at the time. And for some reason, she thinks I owe her because she put my son in a position to lose his life. It's crazy.
What's going on, everybody? So we've been talking about the situation that I'm going through with my son passing and just trying to get his memorial service put together and finalized and everything. And just the troubles that I'm having with his mother. Same troubles we've been having. So before I delve any deeper into what's going on, I want to give you guys a little bit of backstory. So, if you listen to the other segment, you know that my oldest son, Aiden, he recently passed away earlier this month on August 9th. He was shot in the chest at point blank range. But Aiden is a product of, I can't even say a relationship because it wasn't a relationship. I met this girl back in high school. We messed around a couple times. I have a son. When I say a couple times, it's literally a couple times. It was over Christmas break, and for the first part of Christmas break, I had a knee brace on and everything. I was stuck in the house, so I couldn't really go nothing. Over that last week, though, I went and seen her a couple times. And the rest is history. But she had a boyfriend at the time. She was also messing with couple other dudes. So anyway, we did what we did. Her boyfriend's like, oh man, I got her pregnant. We do a bam. She has the baby. By the time she has the baby, her story's done changed. Now she's added me to the mix. She thinks it might be mine. Whatever. She has the baby. I move her into my apartment. She lives there 3 months, you don't have to worry about nothing. I'll take care of the baby. I got everything. Mind you, I'm in high school. By the time she has a baby, I'm a senior. Then after 3 months, she just moves out. She takes all the baby stuff. She leaves the phone I had her and the house key, and she's gone. 5 years pass. I haven't heard from her. Haven't seen her. She reaches out to me on MySpace. And, well, I ain't give you guys the whole story. So, Aiden was born in 2004. It's beginning my senior year. Graduated in May 2005. Immediately left. Moved to Arkansas. Started college. Started summer semester. Fall semester starts. Playing basketball. So anyway, I'm doing my thing in college. I'm in college for 2 years. I get my degree. A whole bunch of other bullshit happens. Catch a couple cases. Dumb shit. I drop out. Moved back to Colorado. Back in Colorado for 2 years before she reaches out to me on MySpace. So, when she initially reaches out, we don't even get, we talk to each other a little bit over the internet. That's about it. Then she stops communicating, going about my business. Then, she reaches out again. This time we actually get together. She brings my son. And so I take him, get a DNA test, confirm that it is my son and whatnot. But at this time, he's already 5 years old. So we come to an arrangement. He'll just live with me. She'll have visitation on the weekends because she had two babies at the time. Everything's going good. But while this is transpiring, I caught this case, the case that I went to prison on, so I was fighting this the whole time. Well, he lived with me until I went to prison. When I was in prison, she lost custody of the kids. When she got custody of the kids back, they took my parental rights. So I was only 2 years into my prison sentence. So 3 years later, I get out. Everything's cool. We're co-parenting. Great. She's letting me come get him. We're spending time together. We're just building a great relationship. Everything's good. And then I got married. Everything was still good. Then I went back to prison on a violation. Everything was good. I get back out. Everything's kosher. I go back again on another violation. About halfway through, she just flips out. And says that I can't be around my son anymore. So I get out and whatever. My mom just would go pick him up and then I would just go get him for my mom. So we're still around each other. It's me and him. And at this point, he's old enough to know the situation. So I don't lie to him about the fact that I am not a deadbeat dad. Like, 'cause I'm trying to be in your life and your mom is not letting me. Your mom is keeping you away from me. He's like, Dad, I know. It's like, I get in trouble for asking about you. So, this went on for a while, up until last year. And the last time I seen him, he had started getting in trouble at school. The school called my mom. My mom went and got him from him. My mom went and picked him up from his house, and she brought him to my house. And we're just sitting there chopping it up, talking about everything that's going on. He had told the school he did. The reason why he was missing school is because he didn't want to be at home. So he would ditch school to do the things that he wanted to do when he get out of school, because when he gets out of school and goes home, he has to do all this shit that his mom wants to do. He doesn't have time to be a kid. So that was the last time I seen him. So fast forward, August 9th, man, his mom found out. She instructed everybody not to tell me. that my son had passed away. But somebody called me anyway. And then when I called her and asked her, she was still reluctant to tell me yes. Like, why would you want to hide the fact that somebody's child has passed away? But whatever, I'm willing to move forward past that point. We're meeting up. We're going to mortuaries. We're having all these meetings trying to get these final arrangements taken care of. I'm doing lots of legwork because this is my son. So what, you kept him away from me? I'm not going to not be there. So everything was kosher for about 2 days. Then all of a sudden, she flips out over. I went to one cemetery trying to find a plot to bury my son. Went to a cemetery, informed her that I was going to the cemetery, asked her, did she want to go? She said no. So my wife goes with me, and while we're at the cemetery getting this quote, the people at the cemetery that wrote down my name, my wife's name, and my son's name, I don't think nothing of it. I give her this information. She flips out, like, why is your wife's name on there? Wootoo bam. And then she's like, you know what? I'll do it by myself. So I'm like, all right, whatever. She says she does it by herself, but then she's like, well, I need the money. I need your portion of the money, but I'm going to do it by myself. And I told her, like, because I don't know where and what planet or and where this happens, but what made you think I was just going to give you $10,000, put $10,000 in your hand, you to go do whatever you want to with it. Like, I'm not opposed to paying to lay my son to rest, but I'm not just going to give you the money. And, she was like, fine, I'll do it by myself. Don't talk to me no more. So, whatever. Let's put my money back in the bank. But, so, she started a GoFundMe. It was doing pretty good. And, now it has stalled. And she wants my help again now. She had her friend call me. She couldn't call me herself. She had her friend call me and say we need to sit down and get together and go over some plans on how we're going to cover these services. I'm talking about she's short. And I told her, I said, ask your friend why she's short. I said, as you know, been here the whole time to help. But I was told my help is not necessary. So my help is no longer being offered. She said, fine, I hung up the phone, whatever. Well, then later on, she calls my brother. My son's mom calls my brother, and she asks him, does he still want to be a pallbearer, and tells him that she still wants me to be there, and she understands if I don't come, and she wants it to be the way we wanted it to be, and all these. She's telling him all the arrangements and everything, but I hope she does truly feel remorseful for how she's acted, because throughout his entire life, his 14 years of existence, not once have I ever just tried to totally go against her. We had our arrangement before I went to prison. Everything was good. I got out. We didn't have an arrangement, but she was allowing me to pick him up when I had time. Because at first, I was in a halfway house, so I would only have the weekends out. I was picking him up every weekend. Then when I made parole, whenever I had off days, I was picking him up. And if he didn't have plans, he was with me. Where it went sour, I don't know. But she knows that I know that she allowed him to do all the things that he was doing. And that's unforgivable to me. I can't forgive that. But I was willing to help you bury my son. And then for you to act this way over money. Well, money was never an issue. I don't see why money is an issue. If your biggest concern is laying him to rest, then it shouldn't matter where the money is as long as the bills get paid. The money does not have to be in your hand. But since the money was not being put in her hand, she don't want it. Well, she didn't want it. Now she wants it. Now she's very apologetic, but I'm pretty sure her people have been telling her how wrong she is. But it's just, it's hard having to deal with this. Like, I lost my oldest son, and you're still trying to put me through the ringer, and I've done nothing but be here by your side this whole time. It's just crazy. It's mind-boggling. It's upsetting. But it is what it is. I'm still going to attend this service. I may or may not attend the burial. I definitely won't be saying nothing to her. And I hope she doesn't say anything to me, because I cannot guarantee that I will not say anything crazy to her. I just hope she realizes that it's in her best interest to avoid me at all costs. We're gonna take a break. I'll get back with y'all in a second.
Let's talk about shit. Because
that's the girl,
and
I'm doing the podcast
yet. Okay, so the whole purpose of my podcast is to show that regardless of race, religion, sex, whatever, you can still love somebody and care somebody. So the person that I'm partnered with used to be like a full-blown church girl. Like, when they used to be with me, like, she had to, her parents is like hard. When I met her, I'm not religious no more. I believe in the universe. And I met her. We work at the same job together. We both came. She came from India and I came from Denver. And we both work in Las Vegas. And I hired her to be on my team. When I tell you, the energy was so tight. And then so this is what I had told her, because we were talking one day. And I was like, Desiree, you probably don't want to fuck with me. Because I was like, I think it's not like everybody's thinking, and it'll piss some people off. And then, so she was like, what are you talking about, friend? And I was like, don't be calling me your friend yet, because, you know, shit that I'm going to tell you that I believe in, he won't be like, you might.
Who's the little dude that came in there trying to act like he was the security guy?
That was one of... Oh, okay, so Pierre's peoples are bounty hunters. That was one of Pierre's peoples. His dad, Pierre's dad, his sister.
So then you should know who killed my son is.
So that was one of his people. He got his bounty hunter uniform on because they were scared because Pierre been going back and forth. These little Mexican kids is really out here shooting shit up. You know what I'm saying? Pierre arguing with these fools talking about he gonna kill their mama and shit. Now they scared. Now they scared.
Okay.
So the Mexican kids are scared and Pierre and them is scared too. Like you done started some shit and you ain't really ready to go to war because you're not really about that life. You got put on this game and you don't even stand on it.
First of all, bitch, if you would have let me see my son, I would have probably been able to handle this shit the way that I was supposed to. Or take my son away from this shit, period.
What it is she didn't even try to stop it.
I know.
She knew he was gang banging. She didn't stop him. She let him sell drugs out the house.
Did she call you?
No. Listen, okay. This is what my mom found out from Josh. Josh is...
No, listen.
I'm mad at that part. Josh is...
seen Aiden the other day. Because,
you know, I'm like, I looked at his ears.
That's what I did, too. I said, I compared to. I was like, why are they doing so dark?
This is how he looks before the makeup. We ain't seen him the other day.
They should have left
Autumn
him.
Got mad that
they
we
should have left him.
Him.
They should have left him like
oh,
that.
Yeah,
they should have left,
left
him
like that.
That's they should have left him. That's him.
Yeah.
That's him.
That's him.
Yeah. They went too dark.
They went way
no, but
too
this,
dark.
But this is him
dark.
Though.
Yeah, he wasn't that dark.
But this is him. This ain't no. This is him though.
He ain't that. He's supposed to be kind of like you.
But that's him.
She didn't want to be it.
This is a
disgusting.
Makeup.
She's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. That's how he supposed to look.
He phony.
It's like a 45.
Oh.
So if you know and I know, what's that make both of us?
That's right, but he's like, I don't want it to get out to nobody, and then everybody knows when it's information that only the killer should know. Like, I understand that. He's like, it was pretty.
All it is that I need to
like,
know.
Because I'm not going to tell nope, my wife. My wife ain't going to tell nobody. I'm not going to tell his mom, but he wouldn't tell me the caliber. But you could, from the size of the hole, it was big. It was like 45 or something big like that. He wouldn't tell me, but it was big, like a 45 or something like that. It wasn't no 9.
Damn, man. Like a Smith & Wesson or some shit, huh?
Yeah,
I keep hearing shit like that.
That's the neighbors. Calm down.
Across the hall.
How much they?
Tell the motherfuckers gonna hit the ground when they come in like, damn, I didn't even leave.
Open up the door. Damn, did we ever get home to Keisha? No.
First of all, you...
What up, world? Welcome back to the Fret House. So today, the drama continues. Baby mama, don't want to just let me be. Don't want to let this go. Don't want to part ways. The child we had together has passed away. We had no relationship, me and her. Now that he is gone, it's time to move on. She don't want to do that. So I wake up today, I got like 40 notifications. So I open them and start reading them. This is the bullshit that she on now. She's now accusing me of raising money for my son's services and then keeping it. Now, mind you, I didn't raise any money. I didn't ask for any donations and nobody gave me anything except for my father-in-law. He sent a check. But we've decided that we're not even going to cash that check. But. So anyway, all this is coming from my son died on August 9th. She didn't call. Somebody else called. I met up with her. We were talking about setting up the arrangements. We were working together for about 2 days. And then we fell out. She got mad. Because I was actually trying to help her find a place to lay my son to rest. That she was mad. I went and checked out some cemeteries, mortuaries without her. Even though I offered to take her with me and she didn't want to go. So once that happened, she started questioning where this money was. What money she's referring to, I still have no idea. So then she started a whole bunch of bullshit. And she cut me out. And then called me 2 days later asking for help. And I told her, like, no, I'm not going to be doing this. You just want me to pay for what you want. You don't want me to have any input. Like, because you keep telling me you got it, so handle it. Like, because I'm out. Just continually snatching my son in and out of my life his entire life. From the time I found out I had a son. Found out I had a son. Went to prison 10 months later. I got out, everything was okay. But then every couple months, she would get on some funny stuff, stop communication. So since you got it, handle it. Now mind you, during this whole process, I offered numerous times to pay for the entire thing. As long as I have an input. But she didn't want me to have an input. She swears up and down, I never offered to pay for anything. So I didn't pay for anything. I didn't even want to go. I was pressured into going. The service was so disrespectful, I got up and left. Because I got up and left, a whole bunch of other people got up and left. So she takes to the internet. She's accusing me of raising money and keeping it, which no money was raised. And then she's just disrespecting my family. Like, you can be mad at me for what I did, but you don't have to blame my family for what I did. Because there's a reason for what I did, and you know the reason behind what I did. You're the reason behind what I did. Because if you hadn't have been the person you are, my son would still be alive. So then she goes on later in this post that she's on the internet talking about my son hated me, and he was gonna kill me, and that I abused him and I smothered him, and all of this is in court record, and all of these other outlandish accusations. But if this happened, this is in court record, why were there no charges filed? Why was there no investigation into this? But me being the person who I am, I'm not one to argue over the internet. So I don't have to bring all this stuff up. And she's going on talking about she don't lie. Why would she have to lie? And she always tells the truth. And like, but she got on the news and said that my son was not supposed to be out. He snuck out and he was supposed to be with his uncle. But you sat and told me and my whole family that you knew he was out and you knew who he was with. And that you had just asked him when was he coming home because you had stuff to do in the morning. But you don't lie. So this is the extra drama that I've been dealing with. And because she's taken it to the internet, everybody and their mom wants to put their opinion in, which is fine. I'm always open to discussion, like I commented on the post. Anybody who wants to talk or has anything to say or ask, DM me and I will give you my phone number. I'm not hiding from nobody. I ain't never been hiding from nobody. There's three sides to every story. Yours, mine's, and the truth. And I don't mind is the truth. Because I ain't got nothing to lie about. It's a known fact. I ain't never abused my kid. I never smothered my kid. It's a known fact that the abuse investigation that was opened was because he had lash marks on his legs 5 months after I was in prison. It was not into no smothering. But he was in your care then. When you lost custody of the kids, this is when all this abuse allegations and stuff starts coming out. That's when I become the bad guy. But prior to that, I was the primary caretaker. I wasn't gone 3 months and the kids ended up in foster care. Two months later is when she tells him this stuff. A whole year later is when I get a letter and a phone call about this investigation into the lash marks he had. She was like, he hated you. And I said, so? I don't give a shit. That's not going to stop me from trying to be the best father ever. Give a fuck if he hates me. If he was going to kill me, oh well. And he's just going to have to kill me. It's not going to stop me from trying to be a good dad. The one thing I've always ever tried to do. So now everybody and their mom wants to weigh in. And, which is all fine and dandy. Please, by all means, voice your opinion. But understand that your opinion is based on baseless accusations. She swears up and down I'm a liar, but I've proved everything I've claimed. And she has yet to provide 1 ounce of proof of any claim she's made against me. She swears up and down she has the documentation. I've put my documentation out there. So where's yours at? But I'm just ready to move on. I'm like, why are you calling me? Why are you text messaging me? Why are you posting about me? Why am I even on your mind? My son passed away. You have no more dealings with me. Why would you even think about me? Point blank, period. We didn't have a relationship together. She was with somebody else when we was messing around. We messed around 3 times over the course of a week. After that, I didn't see her till she was like 6 months pregnant. And after that, I didn't see her till she had the baby. Then she lived with me for 3 months. And after that, I didn't see her for 5 years. And even then, we didn't hang out. My son came with me. On the weekends, I would drop him off with her. And she would leave him with somebody and go run the streets. But because I went to prison, I'm an unfit parent, and I'm abusive, and I smothered my son. But she likes to gloss over the fact that she has felonies as well. She just didn't go to prison. She has more felonies than me. I have one. She has three. Can't even get the job she wants because of her felonies. But accuses me of stealing money when I make three times as much money as she does. You gonna get mad when you tell somebody, "Don't worry about it, I got it," and then they let you have it. Now you mad? You thought I was gonna come to your rescue? It's funny. So I've been laughing back, sitting back laughing at all this. I'll be telling people, they'll be like, "Bro, don't let that stress you out." Like, bro, this is funny. But if somebody is out there collecting money off of my son's death in my name, that's not a laughing matter. Because she's claiming that she spoke to somebody who's claiming they donated money to me. And I told her, well, let's get them in a room together and see if their story changes, because ain't nobody put no money in my hand. My wife's hand, my mom's hand, my brother's or my sister's hand. But it is what it is. I hope it doesn't get to the point where I have to put a restraining order on her. Because I hate the police. I hate dealing with them. But I'll do what I have to do. Thank you guys for tuning in. Be back with you soon. Stay up.